Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Metkovich reaches third base with a triple. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lewis moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Evans drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Feller out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is one for one in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is one for one in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Al Evans. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws to second. Pretty drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Pretty. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Keltner is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Gordon scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Robertson now playing second base. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robertson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pat Seary now playing left field. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards left. Siri fields it and throws to second to catch Yost for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-to-3, Indians. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.